We've got Paddy Dangerfield with us now. Good morning, Pat. Commiserations. We'll talk in detail about the game in a tick. But firstly, just your situation, mate. What's the go? You've spent the night at the club at Westlakes on an ice machine. What's that actually involve?
Look, to be honest, it happens quite a bit. If you get a corky during a game, then the best, course of recovery for it is being on an ice machine, and it just means it's constantly cool throughout the night and really reduces the swelling. So it's obviously a super important game for us this week. So a really important part of our preparation for this week is recovery. And there's a few sore bodies from the weekend. So recovery for us this weekend is super important. So, it's a massive game for us. It's a must win. So we need to do everything we can to prepare ourselves best to win.
Patrick, can you just describe what kind of position you're in, like the part of your body that's corked is in the ice, and it was pretty cold last night. Did you get to sleep?
Well, I'm taking off now because it's quite a loud machine, but basically it's like it's a clear plastic sheet that has water running through it that's also in ice, so basically it's quite cool. And as everyone knows this morning that's awake, it's bloody cold outside and it's bloody windy, so yeah, at least I've got the sheets on.
Are you kind of like in a suite? Is it like a room or like a hotel room? What kind of is the setup?
No, we have accommodation at the club that has bunks and that sort of thing, so we're well catered for in that manner. So.
What about brekkie? What'd they make you for brekkie today?
I'll go get my own brekkie, Jane.
No,
it's not a hotel,
service.
Jane.
No room service.
I'd recommend the Eggs Benedict, mate. Hey, Pat, this might sound like a really dumb thing to say, but I was talking to a mate of mine who's also a Crows tragic, and we were saying last night, the only thing that's worse than losing every week is losing every fortnight. And part of the horror at the moment of loving this club is that at your best you're brilliant, and at your worst, as you were in that first quarter on Saturday, it's sort of sending us around the twist a bit.
Sending you around the twist, trying to get there. look, you're spot on. At the end of the day, it's we know it's very frustrating for our supporters. We had our family members' day for our Melbourne supporters on Sunday, and there were plenty of disappointed parents and plenty of excited children. But it certainly is. It's really frustrating playing good footy one week and then putting in a first quarter performance like we did against Essendon. So. It's something that it really needs to be rectified and rectified quickly, because the team that we play on the weekend is undoubtedly the best side in the AFL at the moment. They played a great game on the weekend and they've got some players that are in some serious form. So we've certainly got a massive challenge ahead of us this weekend.
What was it like at three-quarter time at Etihad, Pat? What was being said and what was the mood among the players like?
Oh, look, we knew we were close enough to really challenge them, and we were really positive. We know if we can score quickly, and as long as we were winning the ball out of the midfield and we gave our forwards opportunity, that we could score. But obviously it was too little too late, really. That first quarter really did let us down. We won the rest of the three quarters, but to have a first quarter where we kicked 2.6 goals and the opposition kicks 7 goals straight, it's not good enough.
The other big talking point, obviously, was that last quarter, and I know that you guys are bound by pain of death if you say anything critical of the umpiring, but can you understand why fans are going bananas still about that point that was paid as a goal? I mean, if they have got the technology, why don't they use it?
Yeah, look, it's as a player, you don't see it at the time, so it's if you're at home, then you have the luxury of watching every play basically on repeat, and you can dissect every play. But when you're out there playing the game, you just have to get on with it, because the game doesn't stop for anyone. So you have to shift your focus very quickly to the next contest and focus on trying to win the ball and kick it forward for us.
Patrick, moving on, with this weekend we've got the showdown, and I like to think it's like a 50-50 game when Crows and Port play. You just said that you reckon Port the top team in the AFL. How are you feeling coming up to Sunday now?
Oh, look, we're disappointed with our performance on the weekend, but with how quick the week goes, you really do have to put it out of your mind. So we'll review that game and we'll learn from it. but at the same time, we really need to prepare for a side that really are playing incredible footy at the moment. So we give ourselves every chance if we play the footy that we know we're capable of, but at the same time, we can't have those lapses in concentration like it was in the first quarter where Essendon really did brain us in the first 10 minutes of play.
Now, the first showdown was a Port home game and Port totally owned it. Now, this is a Crows home game. Will that make a difference?
I hope it does. I hope it's certainly a different result than what it was last time. I think it'll be nice having, you know, 50-odd thousand screaming Crows fans, which I really hope and expect turn up to support us. It's a massive game for us. It really is a must-win. So we need all the support we can get, and I know we certainly play better footy when we have that support of our home crowd turn up and really show that support that we love playing in front of.
Yeah, well, apparently it's already a sellout, Pat, so it's good that the fans are still fronting up and turning up, and I'm sure that they're going to be in full voice on Saturday because, you know, I was at that first showdown and it didn't feel like a home game. I mean, walking in there and seeing the teal everywhere as a Crows supporter, how does that affect you as players when you walk out, as you did there in that second round this year? I mean, it didn't feel like the most welcoming environment, did it?
No, you know, it wasn't a home game because every time, you know, we got the ball or kicked the goal, there was boos, and when Port got it, there was, you know, screams and cheers. So hopefully that'll be a role reversal this week and they'll get plenty of boos and we'll get all the cheering.
Well, good luck with the recovery, mate.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Thank you, Patrick Dangerfield there. Thanks to Adelaide Fresh Prospect and Morfitt Vale and Tony and Marks at Newton and Glenunga.